And then also, idle talk and just being like judgmental. Like those are things I really need to work on. So that might be kind of my passion to work on for this year. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
It's definitely a lot to think about.
Think and act upon. I love
I just had a comment and then a question, if
it.
I
Okay.
can ask a question. The comment is I definitely, it was helpful to kind of just see my life in the past and see where those deceptions that you talked about, where there's some that were so specific to me in my life and the path that it led down, and just being able to kind of look back and realize, oh yeah, that was definitely a deception of the enemy, and that's why that ended up happening. So that was enlightening to just look back on my past life.
Wow.
And then I had a question about where you place dreams, and you said there was like a, I don't remember exactly how you worded it, but the levels of, I guess the levels of prayer, the levels,
Okay.
where are dreams kind of in that? Because I know from some accounts that I've heard, people will say they don't know if they were dreaming or not, or sleep or not sleep, or if they're praying, or if they were asleep or not. Or, so where are dreams kind of in that spectrum, I
Sure,
guess,
sure,
because
sure,
some
sure.
people see a lot of
Okay.
things in their dreams, and are they
Okay.
just, I don't know. I don't
Good,
know what they
good
are.
question. Good question. So the
Yeah,
question,
thank you.
we're going to repeat it just in case you didn't hear it, and for the folks that are listening, I know we have a few hundred people that listen regularly. That is, what about dreams? What is an orthodox position on dreams? First one is, what did you eat before you slept? That's the most common. I mean, honestly, when you ask the saints and stuff, that's one of the, what did you eat? Maybe it was just something you ate and it's just burping up. One second. Go ahead.
I was just going to tag on to what she said about like, what about dreams and visions?
And
That's
visions,
it, it.
yes, and visions. So what we want to be aware of is, number one, what did I eat? And number two, there's something called prelest, which is the demonic deceptions that will give us visions and dreams. In the scriptures tells us Satan can appear even as an angel of light. It's pretty intense. If I saw an angel of light, how would I discern that that is an angel of God or is a demon? So what did the saint, what did many of our monks on Mount Athos do regularly? And this happens to them more often than even in various monasteries and some of our members that we won't, they won't talk about it. We don't magnify them too much. We don't dwell on them too much. In fact, when visions come, they will be in the middle of prayer, and some of the saints will come to visit, the Theotokos will come to visit, the Lord will come to visit. Their first thought is, let me continue to pray, exalt in the name of Jesus, let me continue to enter my heart. If the vision is of God, and if the person is really of God, they can hang around. But if they're demonic, they will go away. The other one is they will take it to their spiritual father and say, spiritual father, I had this vision, I had this dream, what do you say? And if the spiritual father says, ah, he was nothing, forget it. Okay, let it go. Or you might say, well, that seems to be the Lord visiting. Let's explore this a little more. So you humble yourself unto that because we want to be aware of prelest and we want to watch out and avoid this at all costs. So the emphasis is not on dreams and visions, although as you read the lives of the saints, there are many who have experienced dreams and visions have been given and they've written down over time. But they have to humble themselves to the Lord and they have to be so dead to the flesh, dead to everything else, and humble to the spiritual father to be able to discern what is of God and what is not. Does that help? Okay. Other thoughts? Takeaways from today. Don't wait till the end and you come back, share with me one-on-one, and I go, why didn't you share that with everybody else? It was such a blessing, because that happens too often. Yes.
Pride.
Pride, yes.
Pride. A lot of the deceptions that you listed off,
Yes, yes.
Bodhana, you were listing off all those things that could be sins. And I find from my past and from other people that I've talked to from other denominations, the pride is like blinds them. And so a lot of those deceptions I found myself in and supported by other people for. So pride. So if I told some children that thought that they weren't doing anything wrong, I said, you will be very lonely people because what you're doing is looking at everything through pride.
So
I just want that one word, pride. So if you're listening to this and for everybody else in the room, that's where I fell short and continue to have to check myself on.
So the word, just to make sure, is watch out for pride. Pride is one that comes up regularly. I can tell you from personal experience, because for a long time I was a professional speaker, and I'm speaking to organizations with CEOs and executives and managers from various corporations, all many Fortune 500 companies. And as I'm on the stage and I'm presenting and they're listening and they're going back and changing their companies, applying certain principles that I was sharing, it can be so easy to be on stage and to think of yourself higher than you ought, rather than I'm here to serve, I'm here to reveal Christ, I'm here to give something. But because maybe you have certain gifts and talents that are more visible to others, it's so easy to fall into the sin of pride. And so you have to be in constant state of humility and repentance, and maybe spend even extra time when you have those times when you can easily fall short and miss the highest calling. So you go, I really want to have more of God's grace than I would having that and that temptation to give into pride. If Lucifer, the one who was so close to God, one of the holiest angels, could fall down, and one third of the angels could come down with him, how much more could I? Yeah, I want to be constantly on guard with that. Thank you for sharing that. Other thoughts or takeaways? Any takeaways today for you? No. Nothing? Okay. Charis, anything? No? Okay. Any questions? All right. One quick question. Anyone wants the blessing of helping with vacuuming? Great.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. You'll be in the men's bathroom if you don't know, and fight over it. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Lord, please give increase to your word. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.